is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A military flare-up on the Israeli border with Syria has resulted in anti-aircraft fire downing an Israeli warplane that was returning from a bombing raid on Iran-backed positions in Syria earlier in the day. Both Israeli pilots ejected from their F-16 and were injured, one critically. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu placed blame on Iran and Syria Saturday.
This morning, Iran brazenly violated Israel's sovereignty. They dispatched an Iranian drone from Syrian territory into Israel, and this demonstrates that our warnings were 100% correct. Israel holds Iran and its Syrian host responsible for today's aggression. We will continue to do whatever is necessary to protect our sovereignty and our security.
Netanyahu also said he spoke with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, and the two agreed coordination between their armies would continue. A U.S. Pentagon spokesperson said Israel is the U.S.'s closest security partner in the region and is entitled to defend itself against threats to the territory and people. There's been a breakthrough, a diplomatic breakthrough, in South Korea's Olympic outreach on Saturday. President Moon Jae-in was invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. A letter from Kim Jong-un expressing his willingness to improve inter-Korea relations was delivered to the South Korean president by his sister, Kim Yo-jong, during a lunch